News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Education has directed that the cost of registration packages for high school students should be no more than $5,200. School administrators are advised to adhere to the directive in keeping with the ministry's funding guidelines for public schools. The government absorbs the costs for core operations, while parents are being encouraged to make contributions to school development and sports. The ministry has also advised that there should be no increase in parent contributions for the 2018-2019 academic year. Additionally, all charges for registration packages must first be approved by the ministry, and a breakdown of the package should be clearly outlined to parents and guardians. The ministry also reiterates that non-payment of fees cannot affect students' acceptance of placement or registration at school. 50 participants in the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program are to benefit from a $6 million donation by the Philip and Christine Gore Family Foundation. The funds will be used to pay weekly stipends to the participants for a period of 40 weeks, during which time they will work as interns with Gore Developments Limited. The interns are taken from vulnerable communities in St. James and St. Catherine. National Coordinator for the Hope Program, Colonel Martin Rickman, lauded the Philip and Christine Gore Family Foundation for its support and urged other organizations to follow its example.
I would like to call on all of other organizations to get on board with us and join us and let us help to show you the way in which you can support the economic growth and the reduction in crime.
The handing over of the funds comes under a recently formed partnership between the Gore Family Foundation and the Heart Trust NTA. Minister of Finance and the Public Service Dr. Naja Clark says the government is collating data on the grades and salary scales of various positions across the civil service to determine how best these can be restructured. He says the move is aimed at retaining highly skilled people and improving efficiency in government operations, which is imperative in maintaining Jamaica's fiscal credibility over the medium to long term. The minister says while the country has a talented civil service, there are structural issues relating to how persons are compensated, which require much work to address.
We have over 326 grade classifications across the public sector. When you compare with some developed countries in a particular ministry, they'll have 7 classifications. What that does is it introduces a lot of complexity, unnecessary complexity, and that complexity leads to inefficiencies.
Dr. Clark says the problem is further compounded by challenges in retaining much-needed technical experts in the public sector because of work-related issues, including compensation. And effective August 1, the national minimum wage will be increased from $6,200 to $7,000 per 40-hour workweek. Security guards will also benefit from an increase in their minimum wage from $8,854 to $9,700 per 40-hour workweek. Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson says the increase was approved after the National Minimum Wage Commission completed public consultations on the issue recently.
We have taken into account the stability of the Jamaican economy, the rate of inflation, and the economic circumstance of the workers, as well as the ability of the employers to absorb an increase. These increases represent an increase of approximately 12.9% or 9.6% respectively. And once again, the minimum wage is just a guide. It is a minimum that employers cannot go below.
The minister was making her contribution to the sectoral debates recently. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Oyes.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everywhere. everyone's business.